T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I'm your host, Joey Burgoyne, and joining me this morning is the president of the Connecticut Auto Retailers Association, Jim Fleming. Jim, we've been friends for a while. We've talked. This is the first time I've had you in for my show, so thank you for coming. And I got you in for something that's coming up next weekend, November 15th, 16th, and 17th. It's a 3-day event, the car show.
Yeah, the Connecticut International Auto Show. It's a big deal. It's also a charitable event. So we're hoping to get a good crowd to come down there, and it's great to be on your show.
Well, thanks for coming in. This is what I want to do with the show is, you know, highlight some of the family-friendly things that people can do in this state. And even though it's a car show, kids are welcome. It's at the casino, but as long as they don't go on the gaming floors, they can still walk around and see all the cars. And who doesn't love cars, from kids to adults?
Well, it's a great venue. This is the second year that we've had it down at Mohegan Sun. And you're right, it is family friendly. We encourage people to bring kids. We'll have some really great things for them to do when they get there, as well as looking at some really, really super cars.
And that's one thing. I mean, when I grew up, I'm older, but not that old. Car shows were a thing. You know, every weekend somewhere was a car show at a drive-in, or, you know, your town was having a charity car show. Cars have become culture. And I see people that, you know, spreadsheet buying a vehicle. I'm like, you can't buy a vehicle on a spreadsheet. Yeah. There's something raw, passionate about going and purchasing a vehicle. It's a sentimental attachment. And trust me, I'd love to buy a lot of these cars at the car show, but I'm sure some of them are out of my ballpark. And I'm just looking at the list. I mean, everyone's here. And then some.
Yeah, we've got cars that have all different functions. We have them at all different prices. We have electrics. The EVs now are really starting to show up. There are over 400 different styles of electric vehicles now, and about 65 different OEMs have produced these cars. 10 years ago, there were just a handful. Mm-hmm. And I always remember people thinking, well, electric cars are a bit like a golf cart. The torque in an electric vehicle is amazing. So we'll have some of them there as well.
With the electric vehicles, the range was a big thing. Now you can actually go to work and come home.
In New England, it can be tricky. You get a cold, snowy day. You go to work and, you know, a 20-minute commute can turn into a 4-hour drive. But the range on electric vehicles now is so much better than it was before. There are far more charging stations available all over Connecticut. In fact, the 270 car dealers in Connecticut, many of them make their charging stations available for free. So I think the range anxiety is beginning to go away, and people will have an opportunity to get a look at their computers on wheels cars nowadays. And one of the things we're doing at the show this year is we're bringing in kids from the technical schools in Connecticut. These kids are so smart. And these cars can be very, very complicated to work on. I mean, when you and I were much younger, you could, you know, get under the hood. You can't do that now.
Motor back in the day. Now it's just plastic. And then one thing you actually talked with Steve Parker on the Auto Facts show back in the past was kids going into the trades. Yeah. And I think that's one thing, you know, an event like this kind of gets that little itch going in a younger person.
Well, you know, the governor is trying very, very hard to make sure we have good jobs here in Connecticut, manufacturing jobs and tech jobs. And our technical schools in Connecticut are top notch. And, you know, a good tech in Connecticut can make a 6-figure income. So, if you've got kids that are thinking about a career, bring them down to the auto show. And if they're at one of the technical schools, they're probably going to be there anyway. We've invited them all in to get a look at the technology. And we're even going to run a jobs fair down there, so they can come in and talk to dealers that run dealerships and talk to them about what would it be like to work on some of these great cars.
And that's the thing, like you said, they are computers on wheels. I mean, there's so much that goes into them nowadays. I've worked at a dealership for many years, and it's just a little bit of evolution in that time from simple computers in car, you know, the sensors here and there, but now the automation of vehicles has gotten so much bigger, and it's not going to stop.
Well, you're right. The autonomous vehicles that are, you know, still years out, you know, cars that really do drive themselves. But new cars are so safe because there are so many features in them now that help you to drive the car.
Mm-hmm.
You know, lane change and automatic stops, so that if somebody stops short in front of you, the car will begin to brake for you. Some of the really high-end vehicles really will steer themselves down the road. You got to keep your hand on the wheel, but
I'm okay with the safety aspect. I like getting in my vehicle, whether it's my truck or my car, and driving.
Yeah,
I still enjoy, and I think unfortunately that's dying. People don't enjoy driving anymore.
I think someday down the road, you will not drive cars. Yeah, we're not there yet. And I agree with you. I like to, especially in the fall in New England, it's great to go out and drive. You know, get a sports car, follow speed limit,
mm-hmm.
but nevertheless, they are a lot of fun to drive. And when you go to an auto show, you have to remember, we can't sell there.
Yeah.
And so there's no pressure.
You are window shopping at its finest.
Yeah, there you go. I should use that. Window shopping at its finest for some really, really great cars.
And that's the thing. I mean, if people want more information, it's ctautoshow.com. There's, you know, links you can buy tickets for. You can see all the stuff coming up. There's, you can get in some of the vehicles, the green vehicles, the trucks, the Corvettes. I'm looking at the list. You got, real quick down the list, Acura, Volkswagen, Hyundai, Ford, Subaru, Toyota, Nissan, Kia, Hyundai, Chrysler, Fiat, Jeep, Dodge, Ram, Buick, GMC, Chevy, Harley, Land Rover, Mercedes. There's a lot there. Yeah, I said it fast because there's so much.
There really are. And, you know, the nice thing about it is, like I said, there'll be no pressure for you to buy there. If you see something that you like, you can go to one of the 270 dealers in Connecticut. Almost all our dealerships are family-owned.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we have one dealership in Connecticut that is sixth generation. I mean, they were selling wagons
before
they were selling cars. So, and they're spread out all over Connecticut. And again, they're family-owned dealerships. So if you have any kind of an issue with them, you're likely to bump into the dealer when mm-hmm. you're in the local grocery store.
Because they want to see what's coming. I mean, to them, there's little sneak peeks that they don't get to see unless they go to the auto show.
Absolutely.
From some of these manufacturers. And I mean, I'm heading down there next week with the whole family, the kids and everything. Give me one thing that I need to see with my children.
I think probably the most important thing you can do is, you know, you could go out on the concourse and you'll see some cars out there that you would only see at the New York Auto Show, mm-hmm. which is the largest auto show in the world. You know, we'll have the really high-end vehicles, the Maseratis and Rolls-Royce. There's a great dealer down in Greenwich, Connecticut that's going to bring those cars up. So not only in the exhibition hall, which is a beautiful facility, but actually out on the concourse within the casino, we'll have some great cars out there for people to see. I would try doing that.
Okay, and I know that's one thing. I mean, the kids, supercars. There's all the YouTube videos and all these people driving supercars. And I tell my kids all the time, I really hope one day, buddy, you can afford one. You know, set your goals. You can do it. These people did it.
Yeah.
There's no reason why you can't do it when you get older. And I mean, even if, you know, I'm looking at the list, anyone under 12 years old gets a free Hot Wheels.
Yeah, that's a great thing. Yeah, and, you know, I like I say, we like to see young people come in there. You know, a lot of people say they buy cars online. I think what that really means is that the consumer is really smart. They'll go online, they'll shop around, they'll look at, you know, some of the different features that the vehicle can have. But then they go to a dealership and they can sit in it, they can smell it, they can touch it.
Yeah,
the nice thing about the auto show is that you can do that with a whole bunch of different vehicles. And they say a lot of times people go in, they have one car in mind, mm-hmm. and they end up seeing something else that they like even better.
And that's the thing, you don't know until you try it.
Yeah. Yeah,
and that's absolutely. The, you know, the Connecticut Auto Show, ctautoshow.com, can give you all this information. And there's just, you brought their brochure, and it's a hefty brochure. There's a lot of things going on here. You got people giving away prizes. I said the automation's getting big, the green vehicles. And I think, like we were talking about earlier, for kids to get involved in this industry, because it's an industry, but it's a love, it's a passion.
Yeah.
I mean, I have a 74 Volkswagen, and the kids would rather go for a ride in that than my brand new truck.
Yep,
because
I can see that.
There's that feeling of it's not the fastest car. It's not the most glamorous car. You know, you got to crank down the windows. There's no power door locks. But that feeling you have driving it brings the road to you, as weird as that sounds.
Well, if you really want to go back in time, we're going to have a 1902 Studebaker electric horseless carriage. So, you know, everybody's talking about high tech and electric vehicles. You know, in 1902, there was an electric vehicle. And a lot of people said, you know, that was the way to go. Nobody would ever put gasoline in the car because it blows up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we ended up with a lot of internal combustion cars out there, millions and millions and millions of them. But, you know, good things sort of come around. So if you want to see one of the first electric vehicles that was ever produced, we'll have it at the show, as well as the newest electric vehicles that are out there.
That's the thing with, you know, the electric vehicles, battery technology has changed a little bit.
Yep.
I mean, if just look at everyone in your pocket, your cell phone. You know, your cell phone used to last a couple hours, or you used to have to carry it in a giant duffel bag, and now it's in your pocket. So that technology has gone into the vehicles, making them that much safer, smarter, longer lasting for the electric vehicles, and more energy efficient. Because of that, they can go longer.
Well, it's very easy to get down to Uncasville, to get to Mohegan. There are a lot of big highways that run in and out of there. Parking is free, mm-hmm. which is very nice. If it's chilly and you decide you want to, you know, sort of get some exercise, you'll do a lot of walking around on that floor. So sometimes we sort of like the weather to be a little bit rainy, and that seems to bring in a bigger crowd at this time of year. So,
and that's the thing, you know, bring the whole family. It's Friday the 15th. 10 to 8, Saturday, 10 to 8, and Sunday from 10 to 5, the weekend of the 15th, 16th, and 17th at Mohegan Sun Lakes. It's easy to get to. It's right off the hot, you know, Route 2 back there. Everyone's right. Been at the casino. If you live in Connecticut, you went to the casino.
Very easy to get there.
And everyone's welcome. Admission, free admission for active retired military, which I think is fantastic.
Yes.
Thank you guys for doing that. You know, it's $14 for adults, $10 for seniors. Children 6 to 12 are $6. Under 6 are free. So it's a cheap day out to see some really expensive vehicles and drool a little.
Keep it off
the hoods.
We have Veterans Day coming up,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to take a portion of the profits from the auto show, and we're going to donate it to the National Guard Foundation, Connecticut. You know, we have troops overseas. A lot of people don't know that there are Connecticut soldiers that are in Afghanistan right now. And by going to the show, you'll be supporting them. You know, they do toy drives, and they have welcome home ceremonies, and that costs money
mm-hmm.
that doesn't come out of anything other than the National Guard Foundation. So you will also be contributing to a really great charitable cause, which is the National Guard Foundation. And as the father of a soldier, it means a whole lot to me to know that when my son is overseas, there's somebody, you know, providing things for family back in the States, as well as the soldiers who are deployed.
And that's one thing outside of the auto show, the automotive retailers in Connecticut do a very good thing for
yep.
the soldiers. And, you know, they take care of them. And I appreciate that because
yep.
both my brother-in-laws are in the military. One lost his leg but continued, and the automotive retailers do a lot for those people, so I appreciate that too also.
And there'll be some military vehicles on the floor as well. Now, you won't be able to go to a dealership and buy some of these things, but they'll be really great to get in and get a look at them because you want to talk about computers on wheels. Some of the things that the Defense Department is using nowadays really are computers on
yes,
wheels.
Yes, yes.
Sometimes they're in the sky.
And that's one thing, you know, the auto show's for everyone, like we said at the beginning here. So if you're, you know, 6 to 66, go out to the auto show, bring the family, bring the kids, bring the grandparents, bring whoever you can fit in your vehicle. And if you need a bigger vehicle, I'm sure there's something at the auto show you can look into for the future. So joining me this morning is Jim Fleming, president of Connecticut Automotive Retailers Association here in the state. We're talking about the Connecticut International Auto Show taking place November 15th, 16th, and 17th in Mohegan Sun. It's ctautoshow.com. If anyone wants more information, I suggest you go there, get your tickets, go down to the auto show. It's going to be a fabulous event. We'll pray for a little bit of rain that day.
Tiny bit.
Most of these events, I'm looking for great weather, but we'll look for some crummy weather that day so we can get people indoors to the casino. And there's plenty of other things to do inside the casino. You can grab a bite, you know, make a day of it. And if you got no kids, make a weekend out of it. You're at the casino.
There you go.
You know, might as well do it. So, Jim, I appreciate you coming in this morning.
Yeah, thank you, Joey.
Is there any one last thing you really want to make sure people get out and
I just think that, you know, this is an opportunity to see every car, all the new cars that are out there with no pressure because we don't sell from the show. Bring your family out and have a good weekend.
Like I said, it's really expensive window shopping.
There you go.
There's nothing wrong with that this time of the year. All right. Well, everyone, thank you this morning for joining me. I'm At Home in Connecticut. Have a great day.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.